welcome to all. Today's officer is Shalma Yuma, and we're starting Zaino Bay's 5 lines from the top with the words Kadob Buli Visratke, and the article is on Chesomer Aleph, 9 lines in. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marshmallow Sarabas, Yaka Moshe, Hernish, Omash, should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Shita's Rebbe, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to take half of the carbonos or the hides that are available. And this is based off of Pasek, when our Sarasman Amincha, Aaron Lubanov, and the question was, why do we have to say that it goes to Aaron and his sons? Isn't Aaron included in his sons? It should just say that Sarasman Amincha goes to the Kehanim. The answer is, it must be, from the fact that we differentiate between Aaron and his sons, that tells us that Aaron can take 50% of whatever's there. So now we bring something similar. Kadalik the following, the king once sent the following message, Buli Visratki Havaloin Krivu, that the Buli, which are the wealthy people, and the Sratki, which are the ministers, they have to bring a Krivu, which means they have to give a gift. And also of the Kumi Rebbe, this came in front of Rebbe, they weren't so sure how to split up the gift. Who has to pay what? Av Amri said as follows, in Buli Bechal Sratki, aren't the Buli included in the Sratki? Because they're very wealthy, they're actually wealthier than the ministers, so that makes them even more chash than the ministers, so they're included in ministers. So why did the king differentiate between Buli and Isratki? He could have just said all the ministers. Each one has to give half, and that's why he mentioned these two groups of people separately. And Arbias Rabbani tells us, Rebbe Kidaite, Rebbe's Lashitasai, the Rebbe Amar Rebbe said, which is just above in the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us, it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and that teaches us, that half goes to Aaron, and the rest of it, the other half, goes to his sons. However, Masar Abba Ramamul, he asks as follows, Vahamas Niso Pligo. We have a Brisa that shows not like this. What does the Brisa say? Ha'aymer, if a person says, Hare alai mea esroinis lohavian b'shnei kelim, I take upon myself to bring a mincha of 100 esroinis, and I'm going to bring it in 2 separate kelim. So maybe chamishim b'chli echad v'chamishim b'chli echad, he puts 50 sarins in 1 kli, and 50 sarins in another kli. However, vim hevi shishim b'chli echad v'arabayim b'chli echad yatsa, if he brought 60 in one, and 40 in the other, his yaitzei. Now, il misha amar, Hare alai mea esroinis stam. If the person said, just plain, I'm going to bring 100 esroinis, v'loy amar b'kama kelim hu mevian, and he didn't say how many kelim he's going to bring them in, he's for sure allowed to bring them 50-50 or 60-40, whatever he wants. So v'lai demilo amar lohavian b'shnei kelim, why is it that he said in this braisa, I'm going to bring them in 2 kelim, why did he specify how many kelim he's going to bring them in? It must be that yavi chamishim b'chliach chamishim b'chliachad, that he's trying to say, I'm going to bring 50 in this one and 50 in that one, and not in any other breakup, not 60-40. However, Tani Allah, what does the braisa say on that? Im hevi shishim b'chliachad rabban b'chliachad yatsa, that if he brings 60 in one and 40 in the other, he is yaitzei. So we see that it's law of dafka, even though it seems to indicate that it has to be split evenly 50-50, it's not a problem even if it's not done that, and therefore why don't we say the same with this drasha of an assessment of minchal Aaron ulabanov, that just because it says Aaron and banov separately, that doesn't mean that Aaron receives 50%. Now Omar Yisrban, he answers, mekimin sha'ad shishim yichayim lubalel, since up until 60 it could be mixed, kemisha kavala shishim yishari shayna, it's as if from the offset he established that he's going to bring it in 60. Now what's this referring to? So we know the maximum amount of a mincha that's allowed to be in one kli is 60 esroinis, no more than that, and that's because more than 60 esroinis are not able to be mixed properly. As Rav Yisrael Rabbanu is explaining, that this case is different. Since this person is clearly trying to bring a large mincha, because he said he wants to bring a mincha of 100 esroinis, it's obvious from the very wording that he's using, that he's bringing 100 esari mincha, that he's trying to bring as big a mincha as possible, and included in that is that he's allowed to put 60 in one kli. And just because he said, I'm going to bring it in 2 kelim, that doesn't mean that he's going to do it 50-50, because again, he wants to bring a large mincha, so 60 is included in that. Says the Gemara, Loit Surcha, this is not necessary, meaning if you want to ask a question, Dala, that's Yushalmi's way of saying Ella, rather you should ask it from the following, that this is a theoretical case. If we had such a case, we'd be able to ask a question from it. Omar, if the person said, Hare alai shishim esroinis lohavien b'shnei kelim, I take it on myself to bring a mincha of 60 esroinis in 2 kelim, so this is not a large mincha, maybe shloshim kli echad or shloshim kli echad, then you should bring 30 in one kli and 30 in another, v'mehevi arbaim b'chli echad, v'asim b'chli echad yatsa, but if you brought 40 in one and 20 in the other, he's yaitzei. And that would be a good question. We see from here that even though he stipulated clearly he's going to bring it in 2 kelim, which should be mashma, that it has to be broken up into 30-30, it's not a problem if he does it 40-20. Now the Gemara tells us, Ashkach Tani Kain, we actually find that this was taught in Nebraisa. But now we have a different question. Rav Chananya Chavron Rabban Bay, Rav Chananya, the colleague of the Rabban, asked, L'meidin midas hadin me'isaroin? Are we learning midas hadin? Meaning, are we learning monetary matters from the isaroin? The monetary matters is referring to how much of the portion does the Kohen Gadol receive. That's simply monetary. Does he receive 1 hide, 2 hides, 10 hides, half of the mincha, a quarter of the mincha? How much is he able to walk home with? And we're going to be learning that from the Sarin of how big the mincha is. What does one have to do with another? However, Ashkach Tani, it was found taught like this in a Braisa, v'hu laman miyaz hadin miyaz isarin, that we do learn miyaz hadin from miyaz isarin. That Amar Ravavan, Ravavan says, v'vat shlo yivim b'shlesha kelim, as long as he doesn't bring it in 3 kelim, and Ravavan Ramal Amar, he says, afil b'kama kelim, it could even be in many kelim. This is referring to where a person said, I'm going to bring a mincha in two kelim. So even though, as you said before, he doesn't have to bring half in this kli and half in that kli, it could be split up differently. It could be 40-20. Still, his lashon of two kelim helps to tell us that he's not allowed to bring it in three kelim. And Rabbi Ramal says that no, he's even allowed to bring it in three kelim. Now, the Gemara continues discussing what we said in the Mishnah, that anytime the Kohen Gadol wants, he could come to the Beis HaMikdash and do Avodah. It's only the week before Yom Kippur that he has to do the Avodah, but throughout the year, if he wants to, he could. So Rabbi Yisrael Ben says, B'shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, B'chol Yom, every single day, meaning every day of the year, Kohen Gadol Mislav Shebekelov, the Kohen Gadol wears his eight garments, Ubo Makir Tom Shel Shachar, and he comes and brings the Tom Shel Shachar, and Im Yashem Darim Davos, who Makrivon, if there was a Darim Davos, Karbanis that people promised they'd bring or donated, so he brings those as well. And then V'Hechav Sech Beisoy, according to some, we add the word V'Eichel, and then Ubo Makir Tom Shel Ben Arbaim, he comes and brings the Tom Shel Ben Arbaim. Now the next four words of Ubo V'Lon B'Lishik Espal Hejin is taken out of the Girsa, because we're not necessarily talking about the week before Yom Kippur. Now, if Ukva says Rishim Rishim Levi, that no, Loi Hayo Isekain El Shabbos Yom Tovim, he would only do this, come to the Beis Hamikdash and wear the Shemayim Begadim and do Avoda on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's because Kavod Shabbos and Yom Tov, but he wouldn't necessarily do this every day of the week. Now, we have Machlaikis, which is related to this. Is Tanai Tanai, those are teaching a Braisa, Hatzitz Meratze Al Mitzchai, that the tzitz, the golden plate which is worn on his forehead, that brings about a ritzoy, it brings about an acceptance for karbonis that were brought betoma by accident only when it's on his metzach, only when it's on his forehead. And is Tanai Tanai, those are teach Afil Bazavis, even if it's in a corner, even if he's not actually wearing it, the very fact that there is a tzitz, that's Meratze. Now, Mada Amar Tzitz Meratze Al Metzchai, the one who says that it's only Meratze when he's wearing it, that's based off of the pasuk of Ahayal Metzchai Tamid. It says it shall always be on his metzach. It should always be on his forehead. Mashmah, that only when he's wearing it, it's Meratze. Chasam Ralph on the top. Umando Amar Afil Bazavis, the one who says Meratze, even when it's in a corner, that's Merada Yom Kippurim. From the following, because of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear the tzitz all day. Actually, most of the Yom Kippur Avodah is done in his special white garments, not with its tzitz, and still there's a ritzoy. Now, Manda Amar Tzitz Meratze Al Mitzchai, Misael Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. According to the one who says that tzitz is Meratze only when it's on his forehead, that's a right for Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, who said before that every single day the Kohen Gadol comes into the Beis Hamikdash to do some sort of basic avodah. And that makes sense because that's the only way that we can have ritzoy tzitz. Whereas Manda Amar Filu Bezavis, according to the one who says it's Meratze even if it's in a corner and he's not wearing it, Misael Rav Ukva, that's a right for Rav Ukva, who says that he only came in on Shabbos and Yom Tov wearing his Shemayna Begadim, but throughout the week he didn't, and still the tzitz is Meratze. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah continues discussing what happened the week before Yom Kippur. Must realize the Kanim Zikanim Bezdin, they would give the Kanim from Zikanim of Bezdin over to the Kohen Gadol, and Karan Lefana B'Seder Hayoyim, they would read for him from the Seder of the day. They'd read the Psukim that describe the Avaida of Yom Kippur, and Ramim Lai, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Kura Atabeficha, you should read it yourself. Shem Shachachta, maybe you forgot, or Shem Lai Lamata, maybe you never even learned it. Now moving along in the week, Erev Yom Kippur Mshachris, Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, Mamidin Ayusei B'Shar Mizrach, they would stand him by the Shar Mizrach, the eastern gate, Umavir and Lefanev, Parim Ve'il Mukvasim, they would pass in front of him, Parim Ve'il Mukvasim, Kedei She'i Makiv Ragab Avayda, so she'd recognize and be accustomed to the Avayda. When he's doing the Avayda on Yom Kippur, we don't want him mixing up the different animals, we want him to know which one is which, so that he could be able to do them properly. Now the Gemara quotes as part of the Mishnah we just said, Shem Shachachta Yishem Eloi Lamadto, maybe you forgot and maybe you never learned. Now the question is, how could it be that he never learned? Like King Tani wasn't taught in Nebraiso, we have a pasuk that says, V'Kain HaGadol Me'echav, and what do we learn from here? His greatness should be over his brothers. Asher Yitzak al Rosh Hashem and Hamishcha. What do we learn from here? Rabbi Emi Rabbi says, Benoi, he has to be more handsome than everyone. Bekayach, he has to be strong than everyone. Be'aisher, wealthier than everyone. Bechachma, more wise than everyone. And Uvemare, in appearance. So how could it be that the Kohen Gadol never learned? Maybe we could say that he forgot. Okay, people forget. They're human. But to say the Kohen Gadol never learned, that doesn't make sense. And Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he answers, Kan Barishan v'Kan B'Sheni. Here we're talking about the first place of Mikdash. We're talking about the second one. In the first place of Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol were as they should be, as we had mentioned 2 days ago, and therefore it's only possible they forgot. But by the second Beis HaMikdash, whereas we had said they were very unscrupulous and they used to pay their way into the Kohen Gadol, it's very possible that the Kohen Gadol actually never even learned the Psukim. Moving on, we had said Mamidin Oysai B'Shar Mizrach, that they stand about Shar Mizrach, and the question is, Eichon Hoy Mamidin Oysai, where would they stand him? Mibifnim or Mibachutz? Would they stand him on the inside, meaning he's in the Azara, he's by the Shar, by the gate, but he's still inside the Azara, or Bachutz outside? Now remember, this is right early in the morning, and this makes a nafgamina. In Teirim Rebifnim, if you want to say they stood him inside, Kaitanin Taman, that's understanding what we learn later on in the Mishnah, Chamesh Tefilas Hayisham Ba'isayayim, that on that day, on Yom Kippur, he immersed himself in the mikvah 5 times. Achas, one of them, meaning the first time he went to the mikvah, was for the following reason, Shaloi Haya Adam Nichas Lazar La Avaida, a person's not even walking to the Azar to do Avaida, Afilu Tahar, even if he's Tahar, Achei Taival, until he goes to the mikvah. The Arba Machmas Yom Kippurim, and 4 immersions were because of the Yom Kippur Avaida themselves. So according to the Manda Amar, that Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, he was stood inside the Azara. It must be that he went to the mikvah first, and that goes according to this Manda Amar that we just quoted, that the first of the five immersions in the mikvah on Yom Kippur had nothing to do with Yom Kippur Avodah. It's simply because you're not allowed to even walk into the Azara until you go into the mikvah. However, in Teirim B'chutz, if you want to say that he was stood outside the Azara first thing in the morning to take a look at the animals, so Kulahen Machmas Yom Kippurim, all these five immersions on Yom Kippur are because of the Yom Kippur Avodah, even the first one. Now, lastly, the Mishnah had said, Mavirin Lefon of Parm Ve'il Mekvasim, that they would pass Parm Ve'il Mekvasim in front of him, and the question is, V'lomaloy Omar Sayer? Why did the Mishnah say that they also passed a Sayer in front of him? Part of the Avodah is doing Avodah with a Sayer. There's a Sayer that's done inside, and there's a Sayer La Zazel, but he's going to be doing a Sayer, so why don't they pass a Sayer in front of him so he can know what it is? Now, Omar Bakar Tigna, he answers, because Beloikach in his Zakik Le'arois, even without that, doesn't he have to do mixing? We had mentioned earlier that after he does the Avodah of the Dam of the Par, he's then going to do the Avodah of the Dam of the Sayer, and at the end of those Avodahs, he has to mix their bloods together. So since anyway, he's going to be doing the Par first, that's going to remind him, oh, I have to do the Sayer, so there's no reason to have to pass the Sayer in front of him. However, we see a different opinion, Ashkech Tani, because it was found taught in the Braisa Beferosh Visa'ir, that they did pass the Sayer in front of him, so even though we don't have the Girsa in our Mishnah, the Braisa says Beferosh, that they brought Parim, Elim, Kvasim, and the Seirim in front of him. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid, continue to discuss Prisha, what happened the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was preparing for Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.